Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You can hear nothing. Let's make it 7 after the hour, an inauspicious beginning to this hour of our conversation about today, which is July the 25th. Now, let's think this through, Jay. I'm Doug Steffen. Jay Kirshner is here. We'll add 6 months. You take 6 months away from today, or you add 6 months to today, and what do you get? But today is the 7th. This is the 7th month. So it's only 5 months till Christmas. Right?
I like it. Well, that means we're going to be in winter before we know it, and you know that makes my heart so happy.
Oh, ugh.
I know, I'm one of those.
Ugh. Ooh, boo. All right, well, listen. I can't win them all. Cross the bear from either working with people that are crazy or lovable, but, you know, just a little off in terms of kilter. Adjustment needs to be made here somehow or other. It is Christmas in July. It was first celebrated as a summer camp back in 1933 when Keystone Camp, which is down in Brevard County, North Carolina, decided to dedicate a couple of days to Christmas, even though it was summertime. They made fake snow. They had a tree decked out with all kinds of lights. They have a gift exchange, and of course, Santa Claus. You'll laugh about this. We're having Christmas in July on the farm next Sunday. So there will be people there. If it's hot like it was this past weekend, we had 97 degrees yesterday, and that's why we didn't do it. We were going to do it yesterday because it was closer to Christmas in July, i.e. the 25th. But it was so hot, we couldn't get anybody to put on a Santa suit.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yes,
yeah,
it does.
That would be pretty miserable.
Yeah.
But also, Santa's pretty busy. He is getting his elves all hard at work because it's going to be here before we know it, the real deal.
Wow. It is the time that does fly. What's the old expression? Time flies when you're having fun. And so if that's the case, good. We ought to all have as much fun as we can. What isn't fun is the reality of what's going on in Ukraine. Not only what's going on in Ukraine, but the impact of what it's that whole thing, the war, the Russians, the attack on the Ukrainians, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The global food crisis. Even though there are deniers, there are always deniers, there are Holocaust deniers, there are the flat earthers, whatever. So I'm not too concerned about what one guy who's a minor diplomat in Egypt said, well, this is not really the story at all. Yeah, it is. The Arab world is being affected the same as the Western world is, perhaps even more difficult for the African nations, the Arab nations, because of grain shortages. The grain that comes from Ukraine, most of you, I hope most of you know that there's a significant contribution. They have a wonderful, they have soil that's great, even though they destroyed the 40 square miles around Ukraine. I'm sorry, not around, around where the, why did that, the name, where the blow up of the nuclear plant that was near Ukraine, I mean near Kiev. What's the name of that?
Oh, Chernobyl. Not Maripol. Yeah,
no,
Chernobyl.
Yeah. Okay, so anyway, a landmark deal was signed this past weekend to resume the grain exports from Ukraine. Russia supposedly was going to go along with it, and then didn't they attack some targets over the weekend? Odessa was one of them that was attacked. So anyway,
But saying that this Russian foreign minister, this diplomat, is saying that no, it's the West. They're creating their own narrative. They're the ones halting everything. And if you are struggling with foods and crops and all of that, the import, it's on them. It's on, i.e., us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course. And the world, it's amazing. You see what gets sold here. when you get right down to it, if you repeat something often enough, there is the whole idea of the narrative. There's a new book called Battle for the American Mind. The information that comes out of our educational system, the information that comes from the news media, and here's a perfect example. The folks at CNN have been caught pretty much red-handed. I don't know if you saw this in RJ. The technical director at CNN has been quoted in a new Twitter posting. Basically, in the whole idea that CNN, their whole programming is based on instilling fear. What's the next fear? COVID is no longer a fear factor in controlling the minds of Americans, so now CNN is on to instilling the next fear-based thinking, and it's climate change. And haven't you noticed lately that there's been a whole lot more, maybe it's because of the weather, because of the heat, because of the lack of rain here and there, the focus has been on climate change. Not on, I'd like to talk about it from the point of view of how you solve the problem, but that isn't the way the New York Times, CNN, some of the more liberal media, and it ought not to be even called, we shouldn't have, well, that's my world, we shouldn't, some people think it's wonderful. There are people that swear by the New York Times like it was a Bible. Everything in it is true. That's nonsense. There's a lot of crap in the New York Times, as there's a lot of crap on CNN. Now, somebody will say, hey, Doug, how come we think there's a lot of crap on your show? Okay, well, you can think that. I would challenge you to come up with some examples, unless sometimes it's in jest or in fun. There's the story that floated around, you know, I have all these different sources, as do you, Jay, for trying to find what's at the heart and soul of good conversation. And the Food and Environment Reporting Network has come up with the information from a Yale program on climate change communication. This is not about climate change. This is about the communication. This is about what people are being told about all of this. Americans who think global warming is happening outnumber those who think it's not happening. 6-1. 72% versus 12% think global warming is happening. Nearly the same percentage think climate change is tied to environmental problems like extreme heat and wildfire. Climate change, the report's called Climate Change in the American Mind. Back again to the book, The Battle for the American Mind. This is the same kind of stuff. This was a survey that was done a month or so ago, describes Americans' beliefs and attitudes about global warming. So when you look at the executive summary, most of these reports have an executive summary. The authors of the report, the researchers at Yale, also done it in part at George Mason University, which is interesting because if you think about the politics of those who go to Yale a little more to the left and people who go to George Mason a little more to the right, isn't that awful that we think about things in those terms? We don't just look upon them as research institutions or universities of higher learning. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
It goes back into the divisiveness.
Yeah, right, exactly. So anyway, there is part of this information is what does the public know? And the bottom line is that the public seems to have an all-time high public understanding of the key indicators of climate change. What it does, it affects the weather, it harms Americans, food supply, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. This survey shows that concerns about climate change have declined somewhat. That, in fact, that the Americans are being harmed by climate change right now. This appears to be something that is on the minds of people, and they think about it going back. I think about it going back to what I learned in school. Do you think about it in terms of what you learned about the weather, what you learned about the planet, what you learned about how things work?
Yeah, the clouds and what the
remember learning what a Sirius cloud was and the cumulus cloud and something else is another.
The mama cloud.
Yeah. Anyway, this whole The climate change report was authored by Jennifer Carmon, C-A-R-M-O-N, who is a postdoctoral associate at Yale. She writes, quote, many of the events were unprecedented in intensity, like the heat wave in the Pacific Northwest. There was significant media coverage that linked these events to climate change. So last year, while those events were still in the minds of a lot of people, we worked on this. They did through the winter. And because there have been a lot of events, heat, fires, and some of look at what's going on in Yosemite, by the way. Did you see that? The Yosemite fire?
Yeah, it just got so much worse. Like, I don't even want to say overnight, within hours.
Yeah. Anyway, so part of the discussion here is whether you talk about these things with your family, with your friends, your colleagues at work, et cetera, et cetera. Two-thirds of those who responded said they rarely or never discuss global warming with family and friends. Yet 61% disagreed with the statement, saying it's already too late to do anything about global warming.
That part of the problem when people think, A, it's either too late, or B, that, well, somebody else will do something about it, so yeah. I won't worry?
Well, it just I'm back to the business about the news media and how they twist and turn things around and how people believe it. If there's not a more clear statement, like the statement from the technical director at CNN, that we are all about instilling the next fear, i.e. climate change, what's more damning than that? Wolf Blitzer is the only one at CNN that I've ever had any real regard for, and he's sort of been marginalized. I don't hear too much about any of these people at CNN anymore, but, you know, you heard a lot about, what's-his-face from New York, Chris Cuomo, and him and his baloney, but I don't know, so many people say, oh, well, CNN said it, so therefore it must be true, or the New York Times say it. No, continue to challenge your thinking with regard to this. That would be my out on this one at 18 past the hour.
Ray Magliozzi here for eBay Motors. You're driving along and some Nimrod cuts you off. You hit the horn. Jeez, it sounds like a goose in distress. Time to head over to eBay Motors. They have horns for every make and model, not to mention horn pads, steering wheels, wiring, and more. 122 million parts. You can even go for an upgrade. That looks like Mr. Cutoff Man needs a new seat cover. Try eBay Motors, pal. Get the right parts at the right prices. eBay Motors. Let's ride.
Progressive Snapshot can save you money based on how you drive and how much you drive. So the safer you drive, the more money you could save. Now, if you didn't hear that because you were looking at your phone while driving, let me say it again. Seriously, put down your phone. That is so unsafe. If you didn't do stuff like use your phone while driving, you could save money with Progressive Snapshot. But saving or not, just put it down. And if you did hear it the first time because you weren't looking at your phone, nice work. You'd love Snapshot from Progressive because it rewards safe drivers. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California and North Carolina or from all agents.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code KEY for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill-up. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code KEY for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code KEY for 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill-up.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
New message.
What up, what up? It's Heather's cousin. You dated her in college, or maybe you were just in the same class. Anyway, I heard you bought a boat, my man. Let's hit the water. Oh, and Heather told me you always liked, snacks and stuff, so I could totally bring some chips.
When you get a boat, you also get new friends. Make sure Progressive's one of them, and get coverage today for as little as $100 a year.
Hey, also, I'm a little short on cash, so can you cover the chips? Thanks. I can see why Heather liked you.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
The American Family Farmer Podcast. If you're feeding cattle, whether you have dairy cattle or whether it's beef cattle, or you're feeding pigs or you're feeding lambs or you're feeding sheep or you're feeding whomever, a commercial fertilizer and commercial grain are full of microplastics. How did we get here? How is there that there's...
Half the hour now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. Some celebrity comments and the climax of the investigation into the passing of James Caan. In other words, social media is buzzing about the news of why he dispatched himself or why he, and he really did, actually. I'll explain that in a moment.
By hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Here is today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. Hyundai Motor Company has announced that it held an EV tech lab, a global workshop specializing in electric vehicle maintenance to enhance its professional capabilities in the EV era. The workshop was designed to help establish Hyundai Motor Vehicles as a top EV company by putting global EV maintenance professionals through a theoretical and practical training. For more automotive tech stories, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades.
All right, 25 past. Let's see the James Caan verdict here. When I say he dispatched himself, he died of a heart attack and coronary artery disease. The coronary artery problem is something that's self-inflicted. There are very few people walking the planet, Jay, who have coronary artery disease who didn't, you know, some people are born, very few, with problems, heart problems, that sort of thing. It's what you eat. It's how you live. Caan had a problem with drugs for a while in his life. And so that's, I'm sure, part of what went on here. As I read over the various bits and pieces of information, the family obviously got a lot of input from people because he was very popular.
Oh, so beloved, yes. I think he was an iconic actor.
Yeah, he really was. He was a great actor. He always talked about The Godfather being pretty much the defining role in his career, although he did so many different things. I always liked him in that TV show that he did about Las Vegas. It lasted 4 or 5 seasons. I thought that was it was interesting.
Oh, yeah, that one had a lot of fans.
Yeah, but I remember the first thing he ever did was he played, and I'm trying to remember, it was a French name in a John Wayne movie called Rio Lobo. That was his first acting role, and he was 21 then. And you go back and you look at his face, and you look at his mannerisms, and you compare them to his son, Scott, who is an actor who's been in a lot of shows like Entourage. He's been in movies. He was in the movies with George Clooney. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. But he was in the movies that heist movies from Las Vegas. Ocean's 11, Ocean's 13, and 12,
and yeah.
Right, yeah. So he's a lot like his father. At any rate, he died because he didn't take good care of himself. I mean, he was only 82, but if you looked at him in the last year or so, you could see that he was beginning to wear out in many different ways. So, anyway, we know the story as to why James Caan is no longer with us. That's in the corner of trending items at 28 past the hour. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Time for a visit from the star of the show. You probably don't remember this, Elizabeth. There was a TV show called Star of the Day. Star of the Day, who will it be? Serenade for Elizabeth Miller.
You have a voice.
Thank you. Calitrin is the focus, not my singing. Elizabeth is one of the counselors at Calitrin that is in the know and helps so many people who are trying to figure out what to do.
We do get a lot of the same questions over and over again. The number one question we get is, can I take this if I'm on this medication? The answer is always yes. It does not interfere or affect with any medication at all whatsoever. 1-833 Top Loss, or again, you can go to toploss.com.
And use the discount code Doug when you check out for that free shipping. Calitrin info at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin here.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The news of Nancy Pelosi's trip to Taiwan has sparked threats from Beijing and concerns among Biden administration officials that the dispute could spiral out of control. The Chinese Foreign Ministry said China would take, quote, forceful measures, end quote, if the visit occurs, and communicated privately to the United States that a military response was possible. A wildfire burning out of control near California's Yosemite National Park in the middle of the state has forced thousands of residents to flee. Jeff LaRusso with the Riverside County Fire Department Sunday night.
I want to give you guys the latest on where we're at with the fire. The current acreage is 15,603 acres. We have 0% containment, and we're still actively working on getting more and more.
The Pope is in Edmonton, Canada, all week long. We are USA Radio News.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
When you thoroughly read the Constitution of the United States, there is absolutely nothing in the writ that describes what Congress has done in creating a first-time-ever January 6th commission. They're not lawyers. There is no cross-examination. Yet these people are taking away people's freedoms, like Steve Bannon, who left the White House years before January 6th and is probably going to jail because of January 6th commissioners' hate for Trump. So says Republican Representative Ralph Norman from South Carolina on Newsmax.
Well, it's no surprise on this. I mean, look at the history with Steve Bannon. He has testified before the Senate Intelligence Committee. He testified before the House Intelligence Committee. He testified in front of the Mueller Committee. And he just didn't comply with the January 6th because he knows it's a dog and pony show. This is all an attempt to smear President Trump. And so to attempt to make sure he doesn't run for president because they're scared to death that he could win. So that doesn't surprise me. I thought they would. He did offer late in the game as it was to testify, but they wouldn't take that. And so it doesn't surprise me. They're misdemeanor charges.
More immigrants die trying to get to the United States under Biden's open border policy. At least 17 people have died after a boat capsized shortly after midnight on Sunday in the Bahamas. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stephen's Good Day Show.
There's a lady who lost her hair because she had a brain tumor. Her son grew out his own hair and cut it to make a wig for
her. Isn't that sweet?
Melanie Shaha of Arizona started having dull headaches. Doctors concluded they were symptoms of a benign brain tumor. And so, her son grows his hair. And it's kind of neat.
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is my question.
34 after the hour now on the Doug Stephan Good Day program. Monday, July 25th, Christmas in July. It's happening. There are a lot of comments I'm getting already, Jay, on the information that I passed along regarding CNN and to a lesser extent the New York Times. But this is so obvious, the CNN tech director saying that their programming is based on instilling the next fear-based problem. A lot of people who listen to radio programs like this depend on the information to sort of help frame their own thoughts about things.
Non-biased information, not opinions,
right.
Non-biased information.
News talk is not non-biased for the most part. The largest proportion of stations that do news talk are right of center. That's just the way it has turned out because of the strength of the talent of Rush Limbaugh and turning things in that direction. And then there have been other good hosts that have come along that were, when I first started doing this, I was right of center. In the 1980s and the 1990s, I was right there with Rush.
And then I sort of went down a different path. And it was mostly because of what my own thoughts are about the national stories and how you're connected to these stories, and how now, because there's so much syndicated talk rather than local talk, we take the good hosts can listen to some of these national shows, and they can equate the things that we're talking about to how does this affect you locally.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like inflation is certainly a big problem all around the country, and it's going to have an impact on me and you and our family and our friends and the various things. For example, I'm interested in farming, and with our food and family farm stuff every day that we do, the reports are geared toward helping bring you into focus. What's going on? Where do you get the best food? And where, you know, what's the place you can find? I often think we ought to run, maybe this is a good an idea, although the price of gasoline is going down, so people are not, it's not the fear of the day, like climate change. We were just talking about the wildfire near Yosemite and what's going on there. And is this going to be, remember the fires in the Northwest last year?
Mm-hmm.
Fires all the time in California.
Oh, was it the other year, Australia? Pretty much.
Yeah,
it was solid.
Right.
But there's also a difference between news talk radio and actual journalism, in the sense of journalism is supposed to be the facts. And especially on news talk radio, this is conversational. So you're going to have opinions come in with a lot of the facts, but the one thing that I appreciate in our conversations is there's no I'm right, you're wrong, or your opinion is stupid. There's none of that. It's very respectful. And but that goes to say that, especially like when with Rush, those were conversations. That was personality behind it as well. It's not exactly journalism. We're not going in writing our own articles and finding the news sources. And when you see that in print, where it's the journalism that also infiltrates with opinions, that's where there's a problem.
Yeah.
Especially when it's not listed as an op-ed piece, it's listed as facts when it is in fact opinion.
Yeah, right. It is, and that's what confuses. I'm not trying to tell you how to believe or how to live your lives. I'm just telling you what we're doing here and how we're reflecting on this. As you know, every week at the end of the week, we, Michael Harrison and I, do the Talk Radio Countdown Show, which is aimed at overviewing the top 10 stories in the news talk field over the last week. And it isn't just news talk radio, although mostly, but it's news talk television, some of the things that are in podcasts, all of that stuff. If you look at his Michael Harrison interviews that he does at talkers.com, a lot of them now are the some of the new, and I put this in quotation marks, stars of podcasting. Even though podcasting is important, is it really that important? Is it just entertainment? Or you really get something out of it that you wouldn't find somewhere else? I guess it depends on who the podcaster is. I think the fellow who's become sort of the Rush of our times, a guy named Joe Rogan, and you listen to some of that stuff, and I don't get stimulated by it at all. But then there are people who say, well, I'm not stimulated by your program either. Okay. It's Heinz has 57 different ingredients in its ketchup, and that with the old days in Howard Johnson's used to advertise, he had 28 flavors. I have about 28 or 29 flavors of ice cream on my farm because not everybody likes vanilla, chocolate, strawberry, right? And so you offer different flavors. And interesting, the most popular flavor this past weekend on the farm was black raspberry chip, the chocolate chips and black raspberry. Yeah, so more of that than anything else on the farm. So anyway, it's everybody is different. We all have different things that stimulate us. And to try to say that this is how everybody is thinking or ought to think, or maybe we have to shape people's thinking, again, back to the CNN thing. You can tell by my tone, I'm more outraged by that than I am probably anything else today. How dare they? I guess, and then, you know, you take to the, I don't want to be a professor here and lecture on, you know, this is what's going on, but that is what's going on. And some people are just not, and I don't say this with any negative intention, sophisticated enough to figure that that's what's going on. They see it on television, therefore it must be true. And it isn't any more than the dribble that you watch on Fox, for the most part, is true. And so you go back and forth with MSNBC. Where is the, where can we get the good stuff? The channel, the WGN news out of Chicago is pretty good. And now that it's available, you know, around the country, sort of on cable. But again, the local focus, do you believe, do you have a local, we have here in Framingham, we have something called The Source, which is an online newspaper that comes out 4 times a day with different headlines that focus on what's going on in town. So you pretty much know what's going on. And they've taken a shot at inflation this week. That's the story. What about locally can we do about inflation? What are we, what can we as people in our community do now that inflation is bad? Is it worse now than it's ever been in our lives? Nah, I don't think so. Do you, Jay? What's your, I mean, there are some people who are saying that the federal, the way the Federal Reserve is manipulating money to tame inflation, it's going to kill the home buyer's market. I'm not really sure that's true. There are people who are posting pictures of the recession of, or the depression, 1929, the Dust Bowl of the early 30s, and that's where we're going, because look at all of the wildfires, look at the heat. Are we replicating what went on about 100 years ago?
Well, and how does what's happening now compare to what happened and what was at the early aughts? Was that 2008-ish?
Yeah, 2009. They went, yeah, 2009, 2010, when the economy fell apart the last time. And it wasn't a recession. It was a depression. It was, for me anyway, in this business. I went from everything I made a dollar for before, went down to a dime, and it hasn't really changed much since then. And you see that in a lot of businesses. Where the like, if you own a local hardware store, for example, you had a hard time. You've had a really hard time in trying to figure out how can you stay alive, because the Home Depots of the world and Lowe's, they're worse than Home Depot in terms of a lot of things. They're predatory pricing practices. Walmart did the same thing, putting most of the local businesses out of business, clothing stores, drug stores, that stuff. And that has had an effect on employment. But yet the strange thing about where we are right now is that we have less than 3.8% unemployment. That's pretty significant. And trying to find people for jobs, you can't find them. So that's different too. So we have home, the new home starts, and the demand for housing, and the fact that we have, look, cars are selling like crazy, and the repair shops are doing fabulously well because people don't want to sell their cars. Well, they can't because they can't get a new one.
Mm-hmm.
Still can't get a new one. You know, you can order one, that sort of thing. But it's just really very interesting to look at labor stats, housing stats, and what it costs to borrow money. Inflation and the side effects. Higher interest rates, raising unemployment numbers, devaluation of assets, but it hasn't arrived. The car, sell a used car, find out, you still can go buy a car dealership. We'll pay you cash for your car because they want cars to sell. Car business is fabulous at the moment. So, it just is. I remember reading when I was studying the economy in college, Milton Friedman. Do you know that name?
Milton Friedman. It sounds familiar. Remind me.
Yeah, he was an economist and somebody who often is quoted. He says, quote, inflation is as dangerous a disease for society as anything else. Somebody compared it to the thing that we've been through the last 2 years with the pandemic. So, it's just, I go back to CNN. It's one thing. Is it really this bad? I think that the whole business about the virus was way overplayed. We should not have slowed down the way we did. We shouldn't have shut things down the way we did. We shouldn't have stopped doing things the way we did. But yet we did. And it was because of outfits like CNN that instilled fear, right? COVID's gone.
Yeah.
So now it's climate change. Let's be afraid of that. Let's be afraid. Let's be very afraid.
You would almost think that there would be a lawsuit for the businesses who had to close down because of the pandemic during the big shutdown that were unable to reopen and ended up having to completely shutter their doors for forever, basically. You would think that there would be some level of a lawsuit coming for the, those powers that be that dictated that's what needed to happen.
Well, look at the Friedman also said in an article in Newsweek magazine that there was one and only one basic cause of inflation, too high a rate of growth in the quantity of money, which is what we've seen through the pandemic. Look at all the money that was printed and we got paid for, you know, businesses, the payments to keep the businesses going. That was all government money, and we borrowed more than we ever have, and we're more in debt than we ever have, and mostly it's to the Chinese. And so where is that going to get us? It's just, and maybe you could say to me, well, Doug, you're fear-mongering right now because you're talking about, you know, what's going to, who do we owe money to? You know, that is a good question. And the sense is the principles here are particularly deflating when you think about your own risks. Do I dare borrow the money to buy a new car? Do I dare borrow the money to build a new house? Do I dare to do this, that, or the other thing? And, you know, I guess that's up to the individual. But we keep being hit over the head with inflation, 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 COVID, 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 climate change, climate change, climate change. Think for yourself, for heaven's sakes. Think for yourself. All right. So I'll leave it at that point. We'll pause now. 47 past the hour.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save over $700 on average, and those savings add up. Imagine what you could buy in the future.
So, yeah, I used the savings from switching to Progressive 50 years ago to finally buy my dream car. It's a self-driving flying car, but we just say self-flying now. You know, because it's the future, and cars fly in the future.
So switch to Progressive and save big, because those savings can add up in the future. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National annual average insurance savings by new customer survey who saved with Progressive in 2020. Potential savings will vary.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code KEY for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill-up. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code KEY for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code KEY for 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill-up.
Wendy's knows cold and soggy fries are the worst.
So soggy.
That's why we're serving up hot and crispy fries all day, every day.
And all night until close.
With natural cut potatoes, sea salted to perfection.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR. IVR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Fifty-three past the hour on the Monday. DJ, no, it isn't either. What are we... I'm lost in my own muck and mire here. Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen on the Doug Good Day program. So the family connection to the farm and to the food, noticing it more and more at this time of year because things are coming in, right? Usually by the end of June, at least where I am, maybe the middle of June, sometimes earlier than that, you get lettuce and you get spinach, the things that grow early, peas that like the colder weather, and so you have those fresh usually, even sometimes in May, depending on where you are. But now we're really, everything is out. Everything from corn,
like tomatoes, and peppers.
No, yeah, right. All the good stuff. Beans are all over the place. We were selling a lot of beans and the cherries and the blueberries that are out. It's yummy. And so the idea here of what we're going to do as we go through the summer drought, what's that going to do? I have a story from a particular farm that will be interesting and intriguing for you right after this.
Camp Lejeune Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. Attention Marines, personnel of any branch of the armed forces, and their families stationed at Camp Lejeune, and contractors who worked at Camp Lejeune. Were you present at Camp Lejeune for 30 days or longer between August 1953 and December of 1987? For 34 years, those on Camp Lejeune were exposed to contaminated drinking water, resulting in devastating injuries, including several forms of cancer, adverse birth outcomes, Parkinson's disease, and more. Until now, the laws have prevented victims from getting justice, but passage of the Camp Lejeune Justice Act of 2022 would allow victims to seek compensation for illnesses and injuries linked to the toxic water. If you or a loved one got sick after exposure to contaminated drinking water at Camp Lejeune, you need the right legal team that has the experience, support staff, and resources to seek the maximum compensation for your injuries. Call now for a free consultation and case review.
Call 800-832-9166. That's 800-832-9166. Again, that's 800-832-9166.
All right, so Jay, here's the story of the Guimet Farm milking cows for a long time. Last time
that anybody touched base with them. They had, you know, because of the gas prices and stuff. The price of milk this spring has been higher than it has been for a long, long time. But because with that, the cost of diesel fuel, the cost of parts, the cost of tractor, everything that we're dealing with has gone sky high as well.
It's a snowball effect.
Right, exactly. So these folks on this farm say basically that it seems like, at least the fellow that is the farmer says, quote, seems like everybody, when I was a child, everybody up and down the street was a farmer, and now there are only two farms. And I found that around where I am as well. It used to be, when I was a kid, 400 or 500 dairy farms in Massachusetts, barely 100 now. And that's a number of things. What people will pay for milk, has the cost of milk actually gone up in the stores? Or if you go to a local farm, are you paying more for the milk than you did last summer or last year? Are you paying more for cucumbers, tomatoes, squash, zucchini? Are you going to, you are probably paying more than you did at the farm, but you're not paying as much as you will when you go to the grocery store. And that's kind of that's the situation. Now, these folks on this farm are worried about the drought as to how it affects the cows. I have a herd of 45 cows, and when it's hot like it has been, they just huddle together. They come up. We have a feedlot that's it's shady. We have lots of trees on the farm where the cows like to go to get in the shade. And they're not eating as much. They're drinking more. But it's hard if you're not eating as much for them to keep up the ability to make milk. Or in my case, I have cows that I take yearling heifers and make them, I grow them so they can be bred. And then they're, next year at this time, they'll be milkers. And I have a bunch of those, I have a dozen or so that are going to be calving. But I see conformation on them, the way they're built, the bodies of the cow. If the pastures are great, the feed is great, then they're going to look great. But if things are off a little, then they're going to be off a little bit. And that, the amount of milk that's being produced is going down because there isn't as much feed. The feed isn't growing, and they're not intaking as much water. And so, you're going to see that as a reflection of what they get paid. And is that going to affect what you pay at the store? It ought to. Whether it does or not remains to be seen. But certainly we're paying a lot more for other things that I was just talking about. $1 an ear for corn? That seems kind of crazy, but that's where the prices are at the moment. So food for thought from the Farm, Food, and Family section of the Doug Steffen Good Day program, where it's now 59 past the hour.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find Ready Hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.